From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agadat. It's Idaho Matters. Tourism is big business in Idaho, but quantifying just how big that business is can be tricky. A new study says one piece of the tourism industry, the outfitters and guides industry, brought $600 million to Idaho last year, created over 4,900 jobs, and brought in $50 million just in taxes. Joining us now to tell us more are University of Idaho economics professor Steve Peterson and economics major Jimmy Bulger. Welcome to Idaho Matters, both of you. Thanks for being here.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So tell me about this study. It was sponsored by Guide Time. Who is Guide Time for folks who don't know?
Well, it started, this had an amazing evolution. It started with Danilo and Sam Jankovic, who are outfitter and guides in Idaho. And they're developing an app to coordinate the scheduling of customers who want to engage in the outdoor industry and in a one-stop shopping. So this app would have, multiple guides and outfitters on it. You can go out and book an app, book a trip.
Wow.
And it's just a wonderful innovation. A lot of the outfitter guides are old school in terms of the booking, and this will improve the ability to schedule across multiple outfitters. You'll be able to book, lodging and other, other recreational opportunities. And so they approached us and our entrepreneurship director, George Tanner, to assist in the app development. And then in our discussions as that went forward, two things happened. We had a student team that worked on the app development, and then we realized that the data that they were collecting could be used to update the contribution assessment on the outfitter and guides industries. And not only that, when the app is fully developed, we'll be able to provide data that we could annually update it every year.
I love this, and I love that it's all Idaho outfitters and University of Idaho and everybody working together. When I was reading the study that you guys did, there are at least 400 outfitters in Idaho, I understand.
Yeah, I think we got around 450, somewhere around there. Danilo was really helpful with getting those numbers. I kind of came in a little later on it and was tasked with finding some of the background information on the industry and stuff like how many outfitters, how many guides. And it was tough to find because there hadn't been a study like this done since 1993 in Idaho. So Danilo was very helpful. I could give him a call and we'd be on a Zoom call within an hour most of the time. And he'd be giving me all the information that I would need that I couldn't find out there.
Wow, that's a long time to not have good info. So I guess, first off, what's an outfitter? I mean, you had to define what an outfitter was.
So an outfitter is who you'll go to when you're trying to go on an outdoor adventure, and the outfitter will put you in touch with the guide, and the guide is the person who actually guides the outdoor adventure for you.
Gotcha. Okay, so, go ahead.
I'd like to jump in real quick. These kinds of bookings and trips are extremely high valued visitors to Idaho. They come here to have a great experience. They usually are planning on spending a fair amount of money here, and they stay a long time. So they're marvelous visitors to have come and visit Idaho's great outdoors.
And Steve, a lot of these, most of these, they're not from Idaho. These are people who are coming into the state.
Exactly. And even those in Idaho, if we didn't have these wonderful outfitter and guides, they'd probably go to another state to have those kind of experiences. So they keep Idaho residents spending money in Idaho, as well as attract a huge number of people from outside the state.
Gotcha. And we're talking about everything from fishing to hunting, anything that you can do in the outdoors, pretty much.
Yep.
Okay, so what did you find? Let's talk some numbers. I mentioned a few in the intro, but let's talk about what you found so far. And to be clear, this is just, you're just scratching the surface. This is just a few folks, not that many, that you manage to talk to and get information from, but then extrapolate it out over everybody. So give me some numbers. What'd you find?
We basically had a relatively small sample, but a very robust one. So we had 23 outfitter and guides that we carefully vetted and believe gave a good representation of the entire industry. And so we had a detailed questionnaire from them, and then we followed up with several extensive focus groups to validate the information. And then from there, we extrapolated across. We had two scenarios. One scenario was for a low end estimate with 275 guides, and the other was what we call our base case, which was 450 guides. And then once we extrapolated to our base case, then we carefully again vetted that through the Outfitter and Guides Association to see if our numbers, both our daily spending on the part of outfitter and guides or daily spending on the part of the visitors, matched what their realities were, and then did our numbers seem reasonable. And the general consensus is that our base case, our 450 outfitters, is actually, they think it's low. And IOGA, the Idaho Outfitter and Guides Association, is coming out with a very detailed study sometime later next year. And so these numbers are expected to grow when their advanced study comes out next year.
Wow. Okay. So I think I said... just the outfitters and guide industry brought $600 million to Idaho last year. Is that right?
Yes. And pretty much on an annual basis. All recreation was interrupted by COVID one way or the other. Right. And so, we tried to tailor this for what it would look like in a non-COVID year, going forward. So.
Gotcha. And I liked the $50 million in taxes. That's a lot of revenue for the state.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. And that is just, that's direct, right? I mean, we're not talking about, we are talking about, because they don't just come in and buy the package. Like you said, Steve, they're going to eat, they got to sleep. They're going to buy stuff. They're going to do stuff besides just whatever the package is.
We estimated that the average daily spending, and this includes the money spent on the outfitter and guides, is almost $800 a day.
Wow.
Per visitor. So it is a sizable amount of money.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Jimmy, what did you find out when you were working on this project? What surprised you the most, I think, would be the good question.
It was just really cool to see the way the industry has evolved and developed over the years. Looking back, we kind of did a part on the history of the industry in the state. And I mean, back in the early 1900s and through to the 60s, it was all big game hunting. People came out here for big game hunting and not much else. And now what we learned through the survey is it's developed a lot more into fishing. You see a lot more fly fishing adventures, and you see a lot more whitewater rafting and stuff like that. So you see a lot more of those client days. It was just really interesting to see how the industry developed from big game hunting to a lot more diverse, a lot more activities.
You know, I think it's fascinating when we think about this, because as you said, Steve, these are big ticket items. These are people who come in, spend a lot of money, want to have a big experience in Idaho. And it can be hard to kind of quantify that in terms of what it's doing for the state. And you want to quantify that when you're talking about ways to protect industries or landscapes or environments.
Yeah. And they're the perfect visitors, right? They come to Idaho. I mean, they're very sensitive to the outdoors environment and ecosystems. They come here, they spend lots and lots of money, they have a great experience, and then they go home. You know, so in that sense, they're almost the perfect visitors, right? To have to the state. I'd like to point one other kind of a side fact out is the world's largest whitewater rafting company, Northwest River Supplies, was actually founded in Moscow. Wow. And its headquarters is here. So that's a kind of another side fact that the connection of Idaho, I think you'll find that all the way through the state, of companies and organizations promoting the outdoor and guides industry. But we have strong connections with Northwest River Supplies right here in Moscow.
Wow. I think I read in the study, you talked a little bit about some of the challenges facing the outfitting industry in Idaho. And I'm guessing there are quite a few. What do they have, you know, looking forward in the future? What should they be concerned about? What's the future look like?
I think the industry is underdeveloped. And I mean, if you compare the size of the industry, for example, to that of Montana, I think it shows that we have a lot of room for growth. So I think that is one of the great opportunities. We have a large land mass and a lot of opportunities. I think the challenges are the usual challenges that you face, you know, infrastructure, communications infrastructure, those kinds of support, probably would be the biggest challenges.
Oh, what about the app? When will we see the app up and running?
And they've got a prototype working now. I spent most of my energy on the economic contribution study. So I'll have to, we'll have to follow up with them where the app is, but they have a prototype out now and they're expanding quite rapidly. It won't be just limited to Idaho. My understanding is geographically it could include the entire United States. And so they're very excited. Their customer base is growing both on the outfitter and guide side of it and on users for the app as well.
Fascinating. Jimmy, what's next? What are you going to do next?
So we are, I think this has been pushed off to the marketing team right now, and we're getting ready for it to be released. And yeah, I'm currently a senior, so I've got one more semester left after this, and I'm still working for Steve. So it's coming to an end here shortly.
Did either of you get to go out and sample a little of the industry while you were working on this?
I would love to. That was one... another fun thing for me is I didn't grow up in a family that hunted or fished really. I mean, I fished here and there, but it wasn't something I did. So I was learning a lot throughout the whole experience. Diving into an industry that I had essentially zero knowledge on. So I'd love to go out now after learning what I've learned, go out. I actually recently went fly fishing over the summer. That was very fun.
Nice.
And now that we've got connections with the Genovic family, we're going to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a good idea.
Well, this has been fascinating. We've been speaking with University of Idaho economics professor Steve Peterson and economics major Jimmy Bulger about a new study on what the outfitters and guides industry brings to Idaho each year. Thank you both. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.